yesterday, and if we're repeating ourselves from last year, we'll repeat ourselves. Tavila, I wasn't able to get hold of it. Okay, so we spoke about matzah, spoke about maror last time, and explained the inyan of why maror b'zmanas as rabbanan and so on. Now he has another one. Omnam. Mitzvah amud kufnan nun hei, the right column. Omnam. Mitzvah abakoises chachomim tiknoisa. Abakoises chachomim mitakin. Ki kasha hoisa achila achila shal mitzvah. Ve'ein ze achila kemoishi shar achila. Rak achila zois achilas mitzvah. Va'ashtiyah misaches al achila. Shein achila v'lo ishtiyah. Lefikoch. Kemoish achila hi mitzvah al yoyna. Hashisiyah mizdama laze. Shetiyah shal mitzvah v'lo tiyah kemoish ashar ashtiyah. So the first point the Maral makes is it's not the pshat that, well, we needed also to do something against Arbel Shein Shagula, and we said, okay, great, let's make Yayin Kineged Arbel Shein Shagula. It's the other way around. The Torah gave Achila Shel Mitzvah for this night. Like we said, it's come out the only time, maybe the only time that there's an Achilas Mitzvah in the sense of a chiyuv, karbonis, there's a dinish binechal. This is the only time where there's a real achila, where it's a chiyuv to eat as such. Oinik Shabbos, Eichet Timtzufa, Oinik, this is a chiyuv achila. If there's a chiyuv achila, there has to be a chiyuv shasiyah with it. Because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, that achila comes out of the shasiyah, and this is, that's the oifin of kiyum ha'adam. So too, in Achila of Kedusha, there's going to be a Shasiyah of Kedusha with it. So just like Achila is always a mitzvah, and just like tonight there's an Achila, it's a mitzvah, there must be Shasiyah Shal Mitzvah, and Chacham HaMetaken it. I want to try a little bit to understand a little bit the difference between Achila and Shasiyah. It's never by accident, this belongs to the world of Remez, that a person is created in a way that he's oisik both in achila and in shtiya. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have created a person any number of ways, and in any, I mean, you know, whatever it is, he could have gotten it through the achila also. But Kodesh Baruch Hu created a person with an oifin of achila and shtiya. Like I've certain in yonim, shtiya is bechlal achila. Like I've certain halachas, like I've certain in yonim, shtiya is not bitzar for achila. It's sort of similar, but very different. And I want a little bit be oimid on the differences and the similarities and so on. First of all, you find Lamosha Karbanis. There's an inyan of Achila, the Klapishmaya, the Karbanis. And then there's the inyan of Nisuch, Nisuch of Yayin, Nisuch of Mayim. In other words, Kaviyochel, if there's a hisaskus of something that's called lechem ishai, there's also going to be nesachim. There's going to be shtiya klapimal as well, because achil and shtiya are two inyanim that come together. We're going to try to understand a little bit where they split from each other. So let's take one example. Bederachal, you find the Gemara says that on Shabbos, a person shouldn't learn new things because his head is heavy on him. It's, you know, you eat a lot of chont, and when you eat a lot of chont, you become kind of heavier. It's something which weighs a person down and makes a person less likely to understand and so on. On Shtiyah, you find the Gemara says in Brachis, that the reason why B'nai Mechuzah Harifi is because they drink from the Meid Degelas. There's no, and to the best of my knowledge, there's not really any Achila that creates sharpness. Achila dulls a person. Meid Degelas, Chazal say, sharpen a person. Shemen Zayis is Machkim a person. Where Zaysim are Kasha L'Shikha. You have, for instance, Gemara says that Chamer V'Chayil Rabbanan, drinking wine is Moisef Chayim, it's Pikchis, Moisef Pikchis. Shtiyah is meisiv a certain can be meisiv a certain chidur of seichel. So you have the two inyanim, both of them seem to fill a person's needs, and yet one of them seems to be something which is married a person to some degree. It's lowers a person. One of them elevates a person. If oichel is something that brings a person down, see is something that has the ability to bring it up. There's also, it says, Shem bring that a person should only drink to be mashre his food and his me'ayim. That the drinking should not become something that's own right. It should be something that is, it gives the fluid necessary for the guf, for the achila to take or to make the achila easier to digest. So I want to, you find also the inyan that it, the Zohar Kodesh says that the lashonis that the psukim use, klap by karbonis for achila and shasi and so on, achila, the need for achila is miyuchet to elyonim who need to be mashlim themselves kaviyochol de achila. That was to get a foothold in something which is physical, which is this-worldly, achila, what's called, what the Torah calls, what the Torah describes in Karbanis and so on as achila, does that. Tachtoinim, adafka, shesia, fills in the gap that tachtoinim are missing. Very, very, it's hard to understand what that means. So the Maral says, in one or two places, he speaks about the difference in the instinct for achila and shtia. I want to make it clear, the nekuda that he's saying is not so much the scientific part of it, as much as the nekuda of how a person dehairs it and so on. A person is hungry. When a person is hungry, and that's when he eats, and a person then eats, so he now feels full, he has a full stomach. The food is moisive to his body, whatever it is, the fat, the energy, the body is getting something that it needed, and it's filling up, it's filling that in. When a person is thirsty, and again, I'm speaking from the vantage point of our sense of it. A person has a tremendous tzimaon, but then as soon as it's over, as soon as he drank what he needed to, he's no longer thirsty. He doesn't feel the water that went in. For a small time we feel it because the water also has a certain volume to it, but very rapidly leaves the body. A person doesn't feel it, and there isn't the sense, whether it's yayin or mayim, there isn't the sense that it added to body what I needed. Bulk, things, the body needs flesh, bones, stuff like that, so the food adds that. The drink doesn't add that. And what the drink does is, it fills the person's, a person has a yearning for something, a person has a longing for something, so the person is, the person reaches out for it. And what he gains is he satisfies his thirst. You find so bread, it's ke'ilu, there's real substance that's going to be had. Maral calls it, there's a chisaron that the person takes in and he now has it. So I was missing a pound of bread and I now have it. And the hunger was just sort of a stimulus to get to it, whereas the tzimoin, it's what happens is I satisfy the tzimoin itself. That's pretty much what he describes. It means as follows: in the world of a person's physical needs, those needs are described physically. I need a pound of flesh. I need more protein. I need more calories. I need more whatever it is. And by eating that, by taking that in, I now have it part of my body. So there was a real chisorin in the body, mitzad the body. There was a piece missing that the food filled in. When a person has a tzimon, then the pshat is a person has the property of yearning for something that the achievement of it in itself is what he wants. It's not going to add to him as he is. It's not the pshat that he has something physical, but he's going to realize his yearning. Let's take a mashal in something else. Let's take a little bit out of Ruchni so we can understand. When a person, let's say, has things, I don't have a sink in my house. So I get a sink and put it in, so when I have it, it's there and it's added to it and so on. When a person yearns for recognition, for instance, that's something that it doesn't translate itself to a physical thing, and it's just that I want something beyond, and attaining it and achieving it in itself, that becomes the what I have. So a person has two venues for bringing things into himself, and each one has its own mahalchim. There are nyanim that are shayach to the person basher husham, on its lowest level of physical being, and it's the physicality that the person actually is missing, and the hunger is just a mechanism to fill the person with the things he needs. It's just sort of a gauge to tell me I need it, so on. In thirst, HaKadosh Baruch gave a person the etzem rotzen to be something more than what he needs now mitzad what he is. I don't need it now mitzad what I am, but it's something that I want to be. I have the ability to yearn for something beyond myself, and that is a koyach. It'll never be realized it'll never come down and become a metzias in myself the way hunger and eating happens, but it's something that the satisfaction of it lies in the achievement itself. Let's take a very simple hagdara. In the inyanim ruchniyim that a person is shoei for, the word thirst applies. In other words, if I have a cheshik to chas chesed and to reach out and to do for other people, if I have a rotzen to be b'kdusha and I have a shteikikus to have deeper understanding and so on, all of these things, the accomplishment lies in meeting the need of the ishtaikikus, because the need starts with the ishtaikikus, as opposed to the food I need and the things that I need as a physical being, which start with the mitzias itself of I need X amount of calories. Here the pshat is ki'ilu the tzimoyen for the yayin is what gives it the need, and I satisfy the tzimoyen rather than something under it. It means that I can, those things that are above and beyond me, the things that are more ruchnius, when tachtoinim are looking for something, it's tzimoyen, and al-yoinim need hashloma to the chasarin because they need some shaykhis to this world, whatever it is, that they need to connect with Mashpia, and that's why it's called Rav. You find, Lamashal, the general word used in the Pasuk is Tzoma Lechonafshi. The Eretz Oyev Yogea. When a person thirsts, a person has a hunger for Hashem, a person thirsts for Hashem, because it's not, the person as a bus of Adam doesn't have any, quote-unquote, need for it. It's fakert. The tzimoyin itself is a gift, so to speak. That a person can be tzomei for Dvar Hashem, that itself is a maila. And the fulfillment fulfills that simon. The fact that the person has a desire to reach out to that, the fulfillment lies at that level. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person, and that's why simon should never outpace the achila. In other words, since we're given a guf and a neshama, and the tafkid is that we don't go ahead of our gufs, the tafkid is to take our guf and move it forward. So that's why a person shouldn't drink only to be mashra is achila b'me'ayim. In other words, a person's physical needs and activities to fulfill his physicality and end up dumping his stuff into him. The job, so to speak, of the shtia is to elevate it, to give it of that quality. The person can't go beyond himself in a shteikikus and so on, and a tzimon that's way beyond him. Now, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvah v'achila on the night of Pesach. Klal Yisrael was physically missing the shibud, the cheirus, and the shibud. On the matzah is the cheirus of the person as a person. And the shibud and the maras the shibud, those achilas are a description of the needs of Chai Yisrael as what they are. In other words, the avodim, the veinu, and so on. They are down, lacking, and this is mashlimit. Now there's a second chilek. If the night of Pesach is the night where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memale the chisroinus of Klal Yisrael, in terms of achila, it's up to Klal Yisrael to be mishtoikek and to be tzomei, to express the inyan of geula. Cheres means cheres is the physical being free. In other words, it's the opposite. Cheres is the opposite of aftus. Geula is the keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak about geula selamim and the geula lasid lavoi. They don't speak about the cheirus. The cheirus is a specific remedy for avdus. So avdus is a physical need. You know, I mean, in other words, avdus is a physical problem. Cheirus takes that away. That's a pchina of achila. But geula is something that's much deeper than that. Geula is a person yearning for his nekuda. And we've spoken different times about what geula is and so on. So the dalal l'shoynus of geula, which are be'etzem the kesher of klal yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what dalal l'shoynus are. The place to express that is through shtia dafka, through shtias yayin. The yayin is misamech v'venish. In other words, it's not the pshat I was unhappy because I didn't have wine in me, and now the wine fulfilled what happens. Wine brings a person to a nekuda that. That's beyond. That's high. That's forward. So, and this is especially why Chacham had to be metakin it. It has to come from you. It's something. It's like a pchina. The same like the Zohar says between al yonim tachtoinim, between achil and shtia. Min shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the cheiros and the shibud. In other words, we have the shibud and the cheiros takes out the shibud, and that's. From Kadosh Baruch Hu, we, the Chachamim is the expression of what we express for, we yearn for Shtia, for Geula, and that's called, and that's called the Shtia. The Ramal says in a different place that Shtia is a lot more of a ruchnistic thing, it's not as coarse, it's not something that's, you know, it has in itself any type of, it's more refined. It's less physical. You find another interesting nafgemina in achila and shtia. The shiurim for achila are always fixed shiurim. That's whether it's a kesayis, a kesevis, a kebetza. In shtia, you have also revias. You also have a musik of moli lugmov, which you don't find any other place where the shurim are personal. There is a rule of the thumb what an adam beinis moli lugmov would look like, but the shir is moli lugmov. In that world, it's kashan each and every person. It's not something that I can say. Mitzad, the physical part of a person, people are pretty much the same. Mitzad, the kesha, mitzad, the oimek of his neshama, in terms of his tzimoyen, each one is different. And therefore, there's a makom to have a shared as personal, which you don't have in other places. So that's what the Maral says. Lefika, k'moisha achilei mitzal yoyna, hashisiyah mizdama lazeh. So b'meila, this is a time when Chazal can be mitakan shtia. This is when time Chazal need to be mitakan shtia, as Zelum has said, just like the, if this mitzvah is an achilo mitzad the Torah, mitzvah shtia mitzad there. Then the question is, how to express, so the shtia is going on the chelak that's called geula, and that's something which is going on the kesha of through this process. So in Mitzrayim, you had two inyanim going on concurrently. Let's give a mashal. Let's say somebody was in a difficult situation, he didn't have what to eat for days. He was locked up someplace, he was kidnapped, whatever it was. And then the person is nigal. So you have two inyanim here. First inyan is he got food, and he was hungry, and he ate. That's one thing that happened. The second that happened was somebody cared for him, and somebody reached out to him, and somebody was listening after him, and brought him food. So within that, there lays a second dimension. So within the chayrus slash shivut slash chayrus part, that's a chila, that is one chelik of it, and that's the matzah nemara. The chelik of geula means like you have the goyel by Rus and the goyel in Bechukaisa and the goyel in Goyel Adam. The goyel is the person that reached out and took on your achrayas, and the person who was goyel you. So geula has to come dafka through shtia, because that's the second chelik. That's the chelik of lamala. And it's, so Chazal went around and they were metakin, they were malbish that inyan of gula, that to express a dafka through the inyan of shtiyah. Okay, hold it.